Okay, today is the 19th day of May of 2014. Please mark that on your calendars and in your mind. I told Jennifer I was glad she came because I intend to destroy 11,000 years of misinformation that has killed billions and billions of people. If I fail, you don't have to mark down the day. Don't keep reminding me of my failures. But if I should succeed, remember the 19th day of May. And, by the way, if we don't get through all of this, then we won't succeed at that until the 26th of May. So here is the question. What do you want in life? What do you really, 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 really want in life and why? Hey, if you're not going to participate, we're not going to be able to...
Tear down 11,000 years.
We're going to be able to tear down 11,000 years, yeah. Come on.
100, whatever. I'm thinking what I really, really want in life. Maybe I don't want to continue, but I don't want, as I currently am, but I don't want to not continue. I would like to somehow not continue, if that makes any sense.
That's fine. Well, I mean, everybody wants what they want. How about you, Patrick? Simone?
Well, I want to be, what's the word? Really comfortable what it feels like to be me.
Okay. How about you, Simone? You want to jump in here?
Yeah.
Well, you got to wake up first, I know. You want to call us back when you're awake?
Now it's going. I think I would like to be comfortable with myself. And communion of different beings as natural.
What the hell does all this mean? You're complicating it. Can't you just say $10 billion? Something simple?
I'm not sure if anyone would have $10 million.
I didn't say million, I said billion. B.
I'll take $10 million.
You'll take $10 million? Start with that. Well, okay. My next question is, do you want to live again? Or do you want to reincarnate? Does that got any juices flowing? Hello, anybody out there? Don't rush.
Yes. I want to have the experience of living again.
How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm thinking, sorry, sometimes the question, I'm thinking like, I could trap myself on my answer, so I want to think about it. But I would like the experience of, living anew. Maybe it's not Andrew, but it would be like, damn, I know I'm living anew.
Well, is there a you, if you want to reincarnate, is there a you that reincarnates? Wait, we got a Jennifer answer here.
I don't know that reincarnating does anything for me right now. I don't know that I care if I reincarnate, if I know nothing.
What do you care about right now if you don't care?
Well, because what I want is to start over knowing what I know now.
What?
I want to start over knowing what I know now.
I don't think those two sentences match at all. Do you want to reincarnate or not? I mean, I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is I don't know that I care if I reincarnate or not, if I don't take any of this with me.
Who said you didn't take any of it with you? I just asked you, what do you want? Can't you say, I want to reincarnate and I want to take all my good stuff with me? And leave all the bad shit to you know who.
I want to start over this life knowing what I know now.
You want to start over this life?
Yes.
Oh, I see. You want to start over to be this good guy before you reincarnate.
This good guy? I just want to know what I know now and do things differently.
If you know what you know now, what's wrong with that? Do you know what you know now? What? Do you think... Yeah. You said you wanted to know what you know now, don't you know it? Or do you think you're going to lose it when you're 85?
Yeah, but I can't start over.
Why can't
you? I don't know how to do that.
Well, you see, I didn't ask you that. I just asked what you want. Why don't you just say, well, I want to start over again.
I just did. I want to start over knowing what I know now.
You want to start over right now? Okay.
Me too.
Anybody want to add to that?
I say yes to your question before.
She said yes to what?
To your question before.
Okay. Is there a you that reincarnates? In other words, what is this reincarnation crap all about? What is it, when you say you want to reincarnate or live again or whatever, what do you mean by that?
Okay, I'm going to try to give my more informed answer here. No, I don't think there is a you that reincarnates. There's not. I'm just trying
to... What is this... What does this live again or continue living? If there's not a you that is living or living again, what the hell is all that about?
I'm thinking of this, you know, something that really stuck with me that he said many Monday nights ago was that picture life as a saga, an ongoing saga with many different characters in it. And maybe what I'm thinking is the saga goes on, and that you populate that saga or punctuate it. There's something about that that appeals to me.
Right. Well, Patrick said last week he didn't want the saga to go on. I asked him if he would like to continue his life as it is. Hell no!
You wouldn't want the saga to go on, even if there was a new you living that, carrying that on?
Well, my response last week was very much from loner body Patrick.
Okay.
And definitely that's not a life that as I am currently not. No, that's not exactly true. That is confined to loner body, and if that's what all I knew and all I could manage, that doesn't have a hell of a lot of attraction.
Well, wait a minute now. He said, he's talking about you're living your saga. He didn't say anything about your body, and I asked you last night, would you be willing to live your life? And you said, hell no, I don't want to do that. I mean, what if there is Now, what if you're living your ongoing saga right now? Then what?
Then, in becoming aware of, is that the way to put it? I don't know. But becoming aware of that, in fact, that I am living an ongoing saga, then that would change things a whole bunch. It would.
Would you do me a favor, Patrick?
What's that?
Remember that last statement. I might rub your nose in it. I want you to remember it. Write it down. That if I was aware that I was living an ongoing saga, that might make a big difference.
Yeah. Writing it down.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I asked whether you would like to live your life from the bottom up or from the top down. And everybody seemed to choose, oh, I want to live from the top down. Why? And what is top down to you?
Has a image or the image I or the feeling or the sense I create in sensing that is that from the top down is there's no getting there, there's no learning, growing, and developing or struggling to become. I am already fully myself and I am listening from that into the particulars of.
Well, I got news for you. Who the hell do you think you're living?
I'm beginning to think I'm living something closer to the, well, what am I living? I think my day-to-day awareness is bottom up, yeah? Okay, I'm gonna acknowledge that. But I think that I have that backwards. I think I befooled myself.
So what? Come on, you guys, get clear here. You're just putting a lot of crap out there. Let's get clear.
Okay, so what was the question?
You chose to live from the top down, and I am merely asking you why you chose from the top down, and what does top down mean to you?
Okay, so I was talking about what top down means for me. A little bit of loss for the word. Sorry about that. Still kind of new for me, but why I would choose it... It just seems like easier. It seems bigger, more complete, more satisfying, or less, you know, more, I don't know, less discontenting.
Why?
Because there's no necessary, because I'm already everything that I think I want.
What does that mean?
Great question.
Well, your answer, I'm just throwing the questions out there. And if you, what is the top? What is the top?
Well, for lack of a better word right now, I'm going to borrow from you and say, the top seems to be a universal being.
Wait a minute. Don't borrow anything from me.
Yeah? Okay.
Because even if you use the word universal being, if you're borrowing that from me, you don't know what I think that means. Don't borrow from me.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay. Patrick, you want to weigh in here?
Can I just finish one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I've lived my life in a certain way thinking that there was a destination or a goal to reach. And what if I turn that completely upside down and said that there's not a... That what I thought was the goal to reach is what I already am. That's what I mean by top down. I don't know how to explain it more than that.
Well, what is the goal you thought you want to reach that you already are? When you say, I want to reach from the top down, and it's this goal.
Got it. I live my life and I have a complete clear sense of who I really am and know how to live the way I want to live in this universe, regardless of what the universe is doing.
What? What if you already have that sense?
Okay, yeah, I'll know that. Alright, yeah.
Who says you don't?
I'm willing to say it's in the driver of everything.
What?
I do. I think it's in the driver of everything in my life, so I'm going to say I do have that sense.
It doesn't do you any good. Tell me. If you have that sense, tell me who you are. In the long run, from the top down. See, you don't want to live from the top down. You want to learn how to crawl up there and then live from the top down.
All right.
All the rest of the words are a lot of crap. Or maybe I'm missing out here. Patrick will straighten this out. Won't you, Patrick?
Oh, sure.
I'm ready.
I think Andrew said it's game job, but I think in the end, even though I think I would have used a lot of the language that Andrew did, but it point comes that it, no matter how hard I may try to shape the description, I'm starting from a point of view of wanting to be able to live from the top down.
Oh, so you would choose that, but you're saying in the meantime, I guess I'll have to learn how to do that. So I'll continue living from the bottom up until I learn how.
Yeah, in spite of having a distaste about having to learn how to do it, saying I don't want to say that out loud. In fact, that's right.
Okay. Is it possible that you, and now I'm going to steal some words from Darwin. Is it possible that you are not evolving to a larger and greater concept of yourself, that you are actually evolving from a larger, greater concept of yourself?
Yeah, that's entirely possible.
Okay, if that's possible, which is bottom up and which is top down?
I would test that. I'm not entirely sure why we want to put it even in those terms.
What difference does it make?
It seems to me that
we're tackling 11,000 years of distorted crap shit. And your question, well, I don't know why you'd want to do that.
No, I'm not challenging or dealing with the challenge of 11,000 years of crap shit, but top down, bottom up, I think I fully recognize that the past 11,000 years has been about trying to get there from here, and here is at the bottom, and you've got to get somewhere near the top if you want to have.
So everything in the universe that are in this world, and religion, and all the strivings and the becomings, and et cetera, is based on that. What I've said up to now is, we've been living language and religion for 10,000 years. Well, I was wrong. 11,000 years is what I want to tackle in some of this stuff. So, are you willing to go along with me and answer the question?
Yeah.
In part, the greatest part of this is because language and the concepts that have come from language have distorted things. So we don't have not any concept of what's been going on.
All right.
Well, I think evolving too is...
You think what, Simone?
Evolving too.
Oh, okay.
Evolving too.
Yeah.
Is causing. And evolve...
Well, I don't want to pose this question on you, Simone, because this is a real language question. if you are evolving from larger and greater, isn't that mean that you're evolving away from larger and greater?
No.
Why? How can you say you're evolving from, that doesn't mean that you're not evolving away from? What are you doing? No, don't give me that crap. You say, yeah, and all of that because you don't want to believe that. But if you are moving from...
I'm hearing that as from evolving out of.
Then you're moving away from, out of and away from. Hey, this is your language, not mine. And if you're evolving to, doesn't that mean then that you are already larger and greater than you were? It's just like what Jennifer said in the beginning. I want to take all that I know now and start over again. That's because you moved to, then that means you're already larger and greater than you were. Okay. Evolve from, evolve to. It's all fast backwards.
Which one's backwards? Both of those?
Sure. You just throw the words out there and it means something to you, but you don't really understand what it means, and it means something entirely different for me. If you're evolving from living top down, evolving from top down. I'm moving away from top to down. Hello, anybody out there on the other end of the back box?
What was the full sentence?
What?
What was the full sentence?
Is it possible that you are not evolving to a larger, greater self, but that you are evolving from a larger, greater self? Then you're evolving away from. And if you are evolving to, then that means that you're moving toward that, which means you're already greater than you were. Like you just said, you wanted to start all over again knowing what you already know. Hello, boys. Come right in.
Those statements are haywire.
I'm trying to show you, sort of, in this regard, how when you use these statements, or when you made a choice living from the top down, you didn't know what you were choosing.
Yeah. Okay. But I still don't know. When you borrowed from Darwin, are you saying that both of those statements are haywire?
I don't know. You tell me. I think Darwin was crazy. Oh, we're evolving. The bird species are evolving to a greater and grander, wonderful species. Crap! And that has, I say crap not because of religion, I say crap because you will too in a short while. And if we follow this top down, bottom up, from, away from the top, and all of that kind of thing, and it doesn't work, is there a third option? And if there is a third option, what might that third option be, and how can we deal with it? Because you see, what I've said here is 11,000 years ago, maybe they weren't sophisticated in the understanding at that time, but a decision was made 11,000 years ago that has screwed everyone ever since. and you and language that dilemma.
What might that decision have been? I'll assume it has something to do with spoken language. But I have no idea what specifically.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
I think I said last week, you can't solve a problem on the level of the problem. If the problem is language, then it isn't going to do you any good to try and solve the problem on the level of language. We need a third option here. Has anybody got a suggestion to a third option?
I don't.
Stop evolving.
You see the dilemma? You can't language yourself out of the frigging problem. So it's gone on for 11,000 years. Well, let's see if we can make it a little blacker first. Let's see if we can discuss a little bit about, here it comes, reincarnation for a moment. What is reincarnation all about? Oh, wait a minute, hey. Tell you what, I'll give you a hint. Say, Patrick?
Yes, sir?
You know Adam?
From the Bible?
No, Adam is an energy healer that has written 3 or 4 books. He's a young guy. It all started for him over in some little bay on the west coast of Vancouver Island. And he lives in Vancouver. You don't know Adam? Why are all these weird guys are Canadian? Conversation.
I don't know.
Okay.
He doesn't know him from Adam.
Huh? He doesn't know him from Adam. Missy's got to get her funds in. All right, listen very carefully. He's written 3 or 4 books. I've only read one, and that was enough. I kept throwing up. Okay, here's what Adam has to say about reincarnation. I want you to listen carefully and tell me if you find any fault in this. Or maybe this is okay. Maybe this is reasonable understanding of reincarnation. Reincarnation is a natural process, one of the everyday events in the universe. A scientific definition of reincarnation would draw on theories derived from our current body of knowledge of physics, especially of how energy behaves in our universe. One of the laws of physics is that energy can be neither created nor destroyed. Reincarnation, which involves a person's energy essence being passed on from one lifetime to another, is no exception to this rule. One's composite of energy, in his case that's light frequencies, does not cease at the time of death, but transfers to the next life. Is that a reasonable understanding in some way or another of reincarnation for you? And if not, tell me why or what.
Well, unless I missed something in your reading of what he said, he violated his own rule.
What does that mean?
That means that he said that energy can be neither created nor destroyed.
And so that's what science says. He's just repeating what science says.
Then he hasn't bothered telling us how the life essence even came into being. Presumably it existed forever.
Well, he's starting with science in the same way, saying we have matter and energy. And he's starting with energy. And he's not discussing where the energy came from or how it came from in the first place. And he's saying that that you as a person, the essence of you is energy, and we're not discussing how or in what way that came about, but if you are in essence energy, and it can only be transferred, never created or destroyed, then the essence of you cannot be created or destroyed. It merely moves on to, say, another lifetime. So he hasn't violated that. He's violated, he's left certain issues unaddressed. But why I'm bringing this up is because that's one common sort of definition of reincarnation, and it sounds so scientifically correct because it follows the scientific proof that energy, or statement anyway, so if science says you can't destroy it, it must move on, and if your essence is energy, then therefore reincarnation must exist. Who says? And if my energy, that is me, cannot be destroyed, that doesn't say that it can't be so dissipated you couldn't bring it together again if you ever wanted to. Or wanted, and who would want to? What holds my, that's what he doesn't deal with. What holds my energy together so that my energy essence could be carried forth into another lifetime? And how does all that occur? Sounds scientific.
Yeah, I can see it being attractive to a lot of people.
Well, what about you then? If you've got a different concept of continuing, this is a concept of continuing. Your essence, your energy, your data and information goes on. It carries on and on and on and on.
And even prior to having any involvement with Forever Living, I never did quite understand that whole thing about what holds it together when I die or anybody dies. What holds that unit together so it's available in another life?
Right. There you go. Well, I'll reincarnate Roger if I could just find him somewhere. Where's my mother? She died in 1986. Where the hell is she? And I might be afraid she might reincarnate in front of me.
Maybe she has.
Wait a minute, but you guys want to continue, so that you think there is some mechanism of continuing. Well, let's talk about it. Hell. What are you doing, you guys? I'm going to say you guys, because each of you think you're giving past life readings. What the hell are you doing?
Well,
what's going on? 11,000 years, nobody's ever questioned these things? What the hell is going on?
Don't we access memory?
I know, you're supposed to be telling me what's going on.
I think that's what we do.
I didn't hear what you said, Snow.
Access memory.
What?
Access memory.
What holds the memories together? That's just as elusive as me. Out there.
Yeah, I think we all do.
Oh, do what?
Some way.
Do what? Some way.
Keep memory together.
How?
Or
Miss M bought me some Loctite glue the other day. Does that work on keeping memories together?
Sure.
How do you know?
I don't know. Let's pour some in your ear and see.
Come on, we haven't broken the ground here. We got 11,000 years to dismiss here.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I can say in the moment.
Well, how about you other guys? Can't you say something in the moment? You're going to leave it all up to Simone.
Oh, yeah, Simone's doing really good. She's been awake. For a little while now.
Well, about 3,500 years ago, Hinduism in the Indus Valley of India came into sort of existence. And here's a sort of a modern day description of all of this stuff relative to Hinduism. So here's a Hindu description of view of reincarnation. Until it reaches the highest state of consciousness, the soul is not able to experience all things at once, as if there were no space or time. Therefore, it has to experience the universe piecemeal, one thing at a time, until it has been through all possible experiences, an awfully lot of experiences are possible. So this process takes a very, very long time. So immortal souls range through the universe in mortal bodies, which have good or bad experiences depending on whether their behavior has been virtuous or evil. Now all of a sudden right there, Hinduism has thrown karma into all of this. Good and bad experiences, good and bad, what you're doing and all of this. So, and then, wow, good or bad, right? Yeah, there's karma class. And then they invented the Akashic Record just to keep track of it all.
That was Hinduism?
That's Hinduism. The purpose of experiencing heavenly states in the time between physical incarnation is so that the soul learns. Well, life is a learning experience all the time. Boy, did I really crap up. I said you're not learning, growing, and developing at all. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. The soul learns what is truly good, as obviously determined by God, and wants to become as good as possible. Why? The purpose of experiencing hellish states in the time between lives, just so that the soul learns what evil is. Is Jennifer incarnate? We already know that. And determines to avoid evil altogether. The process of reincarnation begins at very low levels of consciousness, like minerals and plants or animals, and slowly winds its way upward toward very elevated states of awareness. Wow. That's just exactly what Andrew wants. An elevated state of awareness. The process ends when the soul no longer desires to explore new worlds, but gains insight into the sublime nature of its own being. Oh, that's meditation. Yeah, that was a big part of Hinduism. And rests content in itself. All that points the soul towards, turns the soul away from matter. And it links with physical existence, our brother. It returns to its true home, carrying with it the knowledge it has gained during its many journeys. Well, there you are. That's religion, that's Hinduism, that's meditation, that's reincarnation. How about that? Does that satisfy? Does that have anything to do with top down or bottom up or anything?
Extraordinarily bottom up.
Well, that means if it's bottom up, then in this incarnation, at least you're better than you were in the last incarnation. And that's exactly what karma says. You keep doing it till you get it right.
Yeah, but does it actually mean that?
Yes.
I must be better at it now. What if I keep on screwing it up?
No, you've got to get your good karma together.
But I'm suggesting that maybe people don't get their good karma together.
That doesn't solve the problem. The teaching is, as in Hindu. Hey, Hinduism, that's 1500 BCE. Before Hinduism was, now I may be pronouncing these wrong, but this is as good as I can get off the internet. Margaur civilization. That preceded Hinduism starting about 500 BCE. And then Dwarka civilization from 9000 BCE preceded that. Now if you add two to that, to where we are now, 2014, that's 11,000 years. This has been going on, assuming that all of this Hinduism stuff evolves from Dwarka civilization and the Margaur civilization that preceded it. If it's evolving from those civilizations, how are we doing here? Guys,
well, it's an interesting tour about how limited they were.
They were? What is there anything different about it today? If you have a greater, bigger, finer, expansive view of all of this, tell us now. Don't leave us hoping.
Well, we got an hour and 10 minutes to go yet, but you've got not finished destroying the last 11,000 years.
Yeah, but I don't disagree with that. We're getting there. We're at least discussing this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then that shows probably from Hinduism, before Hinduism, that reincarnation, the whole concept of reincarnation in one way or another has continued. Now you would say to me that, no, Roger, hey, the church ended that. They got rid of Oregon. And his teachings about reincarnation way early in the first millennium BC, real early, they got rid of him because he was teaching reincarnation, and he and the religion said, you only go round once, you only live once. Well, let me see here. Maybe what I'm saying is reincarnation is a pile of crap. And living once is a pile of crap. Is there a third option? Would anyone like to venture a guess?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, venture a guess. We're ready.
A guess of what the third option is?
Yeah. You know, when I get through with all of this, it's so goddamn obvious. It's like loner body. For Christ's sake, how could we not realize that for 11,000 years? Why isn't somebody created preaching that on, hey, get on the TV. Tell the world. I'm ready. Jennifer is pondering. Help her along.
There is no...
Give her a handful.
No ending or beginning.
There's what?
There's no ending or beginning.
What does that do?
Well,
you know that. You began because you were born, and here you are, and now you're going to die. So there's beginning and ending, and it doesn't do you any good to deny. Okay.
That's what that's talking about.
Well, you said there's no beginning and ending. There must be
I'm
a beginning and ending because
you. Beyond this life, though.
What?
I'm talking about beyond this lifetime.
What about beyond this lifetime? If there's a beyond this lifetime, then you continue. If there's a beyond this lifetime, then you reincarnate. Come on, guys, help her out. Or haven't you given one good thought to any of this? What the hell is going on? God damn, the silence. You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll hang up in a minute and never tell them the answer. And we can talk about it. Hell, they won't even hum, so I know somebody's on the phone. I'll just hang up. Well, hell, I don't know if anybody's out there.
Hum. I when you ask the question, has anybody given any good thought to this? I don't think I have.
You've lived it over and over and over and over. You've lived it, I know, because you want to continue. And you want to continue living it. It's about time you gave it some thought. I've said to you guys, remember, I devoted, 30 years? Not quite. 25 years of doing past life reading. The hell was that all about? I've said to you, you have past lives, but they are not you. And you didn't live them, but they are yours. What the hell does all that mean? Does that mean then that you don't continue, but you don't not continue? And if so, then what if you want to live from the top down? How is it? What does this mean? If you're reincarnating to learn, to grow, to develop, to get better, to evolve, to wow, wee, and all that, it seems to me you're living from the bottom up.
Anything I've ever thought about this and spoken about, I've proven to be simply languaging it.
That okay? Well, then throw it out there, and maybe somebody else can help you untangle the language. Don't keep silent. That won't solve the problem.
Well, the whole notion of, as you just described it a minute ago, of I don't continue, but I don't not continue, that I have past lives, but I didn't live them, but they are mine. That all suggests that there is something that is some kind of particular focus of awareness that transcends what we think of as time. And that there is that particular focus is for which coherently held together, and is looking for expression through embodiment. That's kind of how I knit it together.
But that is everything that Hinduism said while you're out there in this soul existence and. Trying all these things on in various embodiments, or as Adam said, well, you know, you're just energy running around trying to find a body to get together with. What's wrong with that? That's exactly what I read. That's exactly what Hinduism says. That's exactly what Adam says, energy healing. What if I tell you this? It's not a language problem at all.
That doesn't help at all to me.
Andrew, it's not a language problem. Don't tell me you can't find the words. Just tell me what the hell is going on. Don't struggle with language.
I guess it's this idea of a continuing you or something, or that there's maybe even a you at all. I don't know, but we've covered that plenty of times.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this question, Andrew. Is it possible for you to resign yourself to the fact that you do not reincarnate?
Yeah.
You do not have past lives. You do not continue after death.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Sure.
That's what your religion has taught you. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Once around, here you are, Andrew, asshole or good guy, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. That's it. Goodbye.
Seems to be where we're going, yep.
Is that where we're going? Why? Give me a third option. Why don't you say out there, no, goddammit, I don't accept that.
Well, actually, I was going to accept that so that then I could figure something new out as well.
Why?
No, goddammit, I don't accept that.
Well, there's a transient person, or not a transient, what's that word?
I have a lot of them flowing through my mind right now that I'd rather not go to.
want to speak up? I'm going to go get a beer. The hell with it. You what?
But it's unusual for you to not have the word.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's out of what he's saying.
Transient. No, that isn't the word either. Okay, well, anyway, forget the word. Does anybody, do you want to throw us your thinks into this thing, Patrick?
I really don't have anything to add. I'm completely befuddled.
My thinks.
Wait a minute, excuse me. What, you're what? Completely what?
Befuddled.
Oh, befuddled. I thought you said disheartened. Okay. So.
My thing.
Okay, here comes the things. The misty things.
This that I call me right now is a combination of the body that my parents gave me with all that information. That's called loner body. And also a recurring me that is part of this body. That recurring thing, sometimes people call it soul, but it really isn't. It's my data and information that I pull into a body. But the combination, just like being in a relationship, is greater than the sum of the parts, but yet this misty will never happen again. This combination will never happen again. So.
Why, don't you like yourself?
Yes, I like myself very much. But this combination, I will take data and information from having been in this life. But I will not, this particular combination will never occur again. Never. When I'm done with this life, it's over. But that recurring data information thing will. And that will go into another body, but that body will be totally different than what this body is. And for me to have past lives is that the data and information that is me in this combination is very much so resonating with something else that occurred at another time that portrays who I am and what I am and explains a lot about who I am and what I am, but was not me. How's that try?
I don't know. Ask the black box. How's that, guys?
I think we lost
an hour ago.
That?
Well, we didn't get any response. We figured we lost you guys an hour ago. Do you like Misty's answer?
Well,
Misty's answer, but I have a hell of a time imagining you accepting that from any of us.
From what?
From them. You think that you wouldn't accept that from any of them if they said
it? I didn't say I would accept it from her. Everybody's entitled to have their vision of all of it. It's been going on for 11,000 years.
You guys think that I know all the answers to these things. I'm learning right along with you guys.
She worked all day on the internet, searching this, printing that, finding these other things. But I never told her what it was all about. So she didn't know, putting it together, when she was finding out Hinduism stuff and the Dwarka civilization and all of that. I didn't tell her what it was all about.
It's that you take those things and you create a different emergence. This body with that data and information has an emergence that is other than anything that ever has or ever will exist.
What?
Absolutely.
What does your loner body mean to you? Anything?
Of course it does.
Well, what?
Well, you ask a simple question.
And I never get a simple answer.
and you want a simple answer, but you've never, ever, that I've heard of from you, accepted, well, no, that's an overstatement. I'm sorry. I withdraw that. You rarely accept a simple answer.
Give me a simple answer. It's like Hinduism. It's like Adam's answer about reincarnation. It doesn't say anything. As even you said, he violated it, but you were talking in terms of how it all got started. It's no answer at all, because it doesn't say, well, how does that essence all stick together? And the other crap...
Well,
there is a very, very simple answer to the whole thing that has been avoided for 11,000 years. Why should we be able to solve it in an hour?
Why not? It's you.
Huh?
Yeah, why not? You are ahead. And I
thought about it for more than an hour.
You know, Misty described, I think, really neat about how the unique circumstances of the combination of the traits and the inherited genetic heritage of the loner body combined with the particular universal being embodied turns out to be an absolutely unique being that will never be repeated again. But there is this particular universal being that is embodied, that it seems to me that focus must remain in some way, or we wouldn't even talk about recurring, or we couldn't talk about you don't continue, but you don't not continue.
I'm going to say something that I've said a gazillion times. This must be so clear and so simple, or that any dumb shit can do it. And you've already, as Misty did, compounded it to the point that a dumb shit couldn't understand it. And I don't necessarily disagree that, you know, I can get all involved. I really can. I can tell you every detail of every little thing. But when it comes push up against shove, if this is valid, it must be valid for a nitwit.
Well, who is
a nitwit?
A dumb shit.
A dumb shit.
Okay.
A Canadian dumb shit? Hawaiian dumb shit? It doesn't make any difference. Actually, what I've said for a year, we talked about it, about a year ago this came up. I said we are on different sides of a wall. You want to continue after death. And I said, you don't continue. Well, but you don't not continue either. What does that mean?
I don't continue at the moment. But I continue at data and information.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You got to keep it simple. Even over in Switzerland. Well, let me ask a question. Are you your body? I'll walk at you. Are you your body? Yes or no? You gotta speak up so everybody else can hear.
No.
Okay. Do you have a loner body? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. Does anybody want to jump in here okay so far?
Except that...
Yeah, so,
it's not
I would agree so far.
You what?
Except that it's not loner anymore.
No, it's not.
Better than any of us.
Okay, keep going.
Everybody's
Does your loner body have ancestors? Yes or no?
Yes.
Is that okay, you guys out there? You agreeing with her?
That's correct. Yes.
Are your ancestors and their lives recorded in your body's DNA?
Yes.
Yes or yes. No?
Yes.
I'm not getting a quick answer here.
Yes.
You finally got there.
You got a yes?
Yes.
Okay. My father was murdered in 1935, and my mother died 28 years ago. Is it reasonable to say that I continued after death? Or is it that I did not continue because I didn't die? What?
You continue their loner body to you, yes.
Is that what you're asking?
No, don't ask me what I'm asking. You gotta answer the question.
That's just,
you understand that? Is it fair for me to say they're both dead?
Yeah,
is it fair for me to say that I continued after death?
He is them.
Anybody want to tackle that one? Andrew?
I think I'm finally settling in okay that you are loaned by them.
Come on, guys.
Then it's this loner body loaned by them, made by them with their genetic material.
I didn't ask you to explain it. I said, is it reasonable for me to say that I continue? They're dead. That I continue. Is that reasonable for me to say?
I thought I was helping Jennifer Tia. Yeah, that's reasonable.
If I'm not my father and I am not my mother, I didn't die, so I didn't continue.
You're still continuing.
I didn't die. You can't say that I continued after death. My parents died. I didn't die.
I know.
So I didn't continue after their death. I never discontinued in the first place.
Right.
Is that okay? Doesn't that answer the question?
I'm thinking.
Doesn't that explain reincarnation? Doesn't that destroy the myth of reincarnation 110 times over? I walked you through the whole damn thing. Should I start over again?
No. What happens when you die, not your parents? What happened to the parents?
Who said I ever die?
You did.
I did not.
When I said there's no beginning or end, you said you're born and that's the beginning and you die and that's the end.
In this lifetime. But you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't understand where I'm going. And that's the language part of this. We'll get rid of that language part in just a minute. So where you can say, holy shit, Well, let me ask you a question. Didn't you, when I said you were, your loner body was your parents' body, not yours, didn't you, did anybody out there not say, holy shit, of course? You didn't say that? Patrick?
I did, but probably not for the reason that you picked.
Well, then, what's the reason you said?
That it never, ever occurred to me that it was a loner starter body. And after you described it, I said, of course, that's exactly what it is.
Well, then, Andrew, how about you? So it was obvious, prima facie obvious, that your body is not you, and it's not yours, per se. It's a loner from your parents. There's no discussion of that issue. But no one has ever brought the issue up before.
Understood. But I have to say, I missed that left turn in Albuquerque. I didn't see the answer to the question.
Answer to what question?
What you walk us through, I missed the relevance of your parents. I'm sorry, I just missed the whole thing.
I'm not talking about that now. I'm not talking about that. You'll understand that when I tell you what the relevance of that. What I'm saying to you, wasn't it when you first heard a loner body, one of those, oh, shit, of course.
Yeah, it was. Sure, yeah.
Now, I'm asking you to save, oh, shit, of course, to the next few moments at least. Would you save another, oh, shit, of course, for that?
Oh, I'm hanging on with white knuckles here. As you might see, literally.
Oh, okay, oh. Now listen very carefully. You have, your body has ancestors? That's interesting. Your body has past lives? I mean, if they're ancestors, they're alive. It's all recorded in your DNA?
So what you're going to say is that the thing that I call me has ancestors from before and ancestors before that.
No, what I'm going to say is, oh, I'm ready for, oh, shit, of course, and if I don't hear it, I'm going to hang up. Is it possible that you are an abiding immortal being, immortal being does not mean that you are immortal necessarily, and that your body is reincarnating, not you.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
What?
Yes, that's a given.
That's a given. Of course. Don't I ever hear you shits out there? You don't reincarnate. Your body reincarnates. You are continuing, you are living a continuing saga, and your body reincarnates. Doesn't your body have ancestors? Doesn't it have past lives? Your body reincarnates, not you.
So the data and energy that is coalescing.
Forget all of that shit. Talk only about your body is reincarnating.
The data and energy that is coalescing into this body is coalescing into a reincarnated body.
But by the nature of your parents having a fun moment, made a new body, was that a new reincarnated body or not?
Yes, it came down through the centuries.
It came down through all the centuries. So you're not reincarnating, your body is reincarnating. Is this okay, Patrick?
I'm scrambling to keep up.
Why?
Beginning to get that.
Would you have to say reincarnating, or like you said just now?
If your body is, if your body is living a different of history. Well, let me put it this way. Let me change this for a moment, okay? Are you willing to say then DNA is reincarnated? And that's really what's going on, except that you are so related to and understand your body that when I say to you your body is reincarnating, what I really mean is your DNA is reincarnating. Is this okay?
That's an old shit.
So, when then my body is reincarnating, not me, that's like my parents are reincarnating, and I didn't die in the first place, so I have there's no me to reincarnate. All I'm doing is living an ongoing, continuing saga, and then well, wait just a minute now. Is it possible, just consider this for a moment, that I am the one that is reincarnating bodies?
Yeah, but you've got to define the I that you're speaking of.
I'm talking about me as a physical being, just the same as did not my mother and my father reincarnate a new body? Yes! Then, is not maybe the purpose of life in a small scale here to reincarnate bodies?
Well, absolutely.
Can I hear anybody talking?
You heard Sally asking a question?
I did.
I can understand the DNA from the parents you do right now. My question
Everybody has parents, and I don't understand what you're saying, Sally.
I see. Okay.
Your issue today is that we're starting off with the fact you are not reincarnating, you never did reincarnate, then that your body is reincarnating. What might that presumably then, what is the image or picture of that? Okay, doesn't give me an answer.
No, I'm just...
The image of that is genetic that has gone back 11,000 years or more.
What?
It's genetic that has gone back 11,000 years or
more. Yeah, but what's the picture of that today? If I'm not reincarnating, my body is reincarnating, and you said you are not your body, then you and your body are separate, whatever we call me or not, in that regard. My body is doing this stuff just like my body dies, my parents died, I didn't die.
It's just like we said in dreams, that you get in and drive this body around.
Okay, but then what does that say? Put it in loner body terms. Yeah. What if the purpose of your life here is only to reincarnate bodies? Do you want me to go out? Wait a minute. Do you want me to go out in the wild, wild woo land?
No, just explain that.
What?
Well, just explain that.
If I'm having children, did I reincarnate a body?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, you're not talking about this body then?
No. Haven't I reincarnated a body? I've actually reincarnated my DNA in that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, in having children, I've reincarnated my DNA. And in that then, well, wait a minute, let me stop there. Is it possible then that your purpose in life is to create a better body? You see, Darwin made a terrible, terrible mistake when he published Origin of Species. He should have published Origin and Evolution of Bodies. It's your day. If your body is reincarnating, doesn't that feel or seem as though you are? Let's put it this way. If you were driving an old clunker car around for a long time and somebody gave you $30,000, go out and buy a Mustang, and you got yourself a new Mustang, wouldn't you feel like you're reincarnating? Boy, I got a goddamn Mustang here. But the only thing that was different in that was you bought a new car. If you get a new body, doesn't it make you feel as though you have reincarnated? You have changed. You have grown. But that's not true.
Oh, sure, I got you. There's like a whole new name and mailing address that everything comes to. Oh, yeah, it's a brand new whole reality. Yeah.
But all that is just a new body in a continuing scenario. Just like your dream is ongoing, only you tap into it every now and then that it seems like it is not continuous.
Is that where the you don't die part comes in?
Of course. Now, but it's more than you don't die. What? Wait a minute.
There is a you. We happen to find now, but I may call it maybe universal you. Now that is creating bodies to express different times.
So then, that universal you that continues, religion has denied you that.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute now. If you want to live from the top down, don't you want to live that individual?
Yes.
But you're so ingrained in living a different body, you think you are reincarnating and growing and developing. Not true. Your body is learning, growing, and developing. When he talked about species, that was a mistake. He should have talked about it because he really only talked about bodies. If he talks about birds evolving, that's a mistake. Birds' bodies are evolving. The same with you, then your body is reincarnating. Your body is evolving, not you. It's not necessary that is even
necessary,
true.
But
it isn't necessary that is true. There's nothing to presume that a universal being like you're talking about is learning, growing, and developing at all.
But I'm not saying that it is, but it can.
Why not treat yourself as, no, I'm not. My body is learning to growing because I'm reincarnating and developing bodies so that they function more fully and completely. What if your body...
So what we're trying to do as universal beings is get a body to work the way we really want a body to work.
Why not? In the universe, the way you want it to work.
But so far we haven't done very well at that.
We haven't done very well at that because we didn't take that on as an understanding that that's really what's going on here. But let me ask you a question. Now we're going to go out into woo-woo land, okay? Right. What do you think about all these extraterrestrials that are supposedly coming here and absconding with bodies of people and doing experiments? Is it possible that those extraterrestrials are exactly that, developing new bodies for themselves? We don't have to go there into woo-woo land of that nature, but is it in fact possible? I mean, it to me is self-evident that I am not developing and reincarnating, my body is.
But it's also possible that they may have done that big time before.
What?
That they may have done that to humans on this planet big time
before. No, no, no. To bodies on this planet.
You said humans.
To bodies.
Oh, I consider them one and the same.
No, no, that's a mistake. We don't. Because we started off saying, are you your body?
Okay.
No, goddammit, I'm not.
They've done it big time to bodies previously.
Okay, so
there... So that there are these leaps that we see and we cannot explain.
But only in bodies.
And in bodies. I'm talking about a body right
now. Okay. Why is that
not... Could not talk, could talk.
If I can say prima facie, your body is developing, learning, growing, and reincarnating, not you. Then I have already set up that there is a you that is outside of this learning, growing, developing, reincarnating, growing on and on and on. If there is, and it's obviously true because you are not your body, is obviously so, then why do we... You can't know yourself as your body in any form in nature. And to do that, or even try to do that, defeats you. To think that you could continue already screws you up. No, I don't continue. I've never died. And I never will die. All of a sudden, then, when I asked Patrick, would you be willing to continue yourself in life eternally? And he says, hell no! Why not? What is the real nature of the life, the ongoing, abiding life that Patrick is living? Hello, Patrick?
Yeah?
And the problem you say no is because you've taken on the DNA nature of your loner body and struggle with that. So do you.
But in order to improve or whatever else the body, we would have to have these understandings before we create the next generation.
What's wrong with that?
But that means you got to teach the young all this stuff beforehand.
Well, then we've just changed everything, haven't we?
But then after you have kids, what the fuck?
So, wait a minute. Don't look at it from after the kid, because what we're talking about is an ongoing thing. The true you is an ongoing saga.
I know, but for the body...
The body doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter after you have kids.
No, but you created a new set of DNA. And that DNA, like I did with my kids, and she's done with her kids. If you don't, let's assume you don't have kids. Is there a body that you could reincarnate?
Only through guiding the young to other than what they're doing.
Let me put it this way. Is regenerating then your loner body, reincarnating that body to become a new and different?
My own body I can do, yes.
Even if you don't have another, you can do it for your own body.
Yeah.
And what you do, what you've learned in that, or what you do in that process then, is create or continue the process of life, so that if you don't do it now on your ongoing, the next time you get a body, you can deal with that one.
Would you get a more advanced body if you help the body?
It wouldn't make it.
Advanced?
It doesn't make any difference. Any body that works can be regenerated. Any loner body that works can be regenerated. You've got to stand on the other side of reincarnation. You've got to stand on the other side of living from the bottom up. Is this okay, Patrick? Andrew?
What's,
Simone? Anybody?
What's this about creating a better, more advanced, greater body, though?
Does your body work the way you want it? Does your immune system work consistently?
Usually.
Huh?
Usually.
Does it continue working?
Yes.
So far, maybe, but you're only your age, not my age.
Well, yeah, so.
So, that, well, wait a minute. What if you work your body, but you're limited? It's like saying if you drive a Mercedes, no matter what, you can't get any more out of that Mercedes than that Mercedes can do, right? Mm-hmm. But, oh, well, let me say a Chevrolet. You can't get any more out of a Chevrolet than a Chevrolet can do. If I then hand you a racing car or a Mercedes, you can get much more out of that car because the car can do more. Mm-hmm. Then the body is of the same same ilk. You can't get any more out of your body because it'll only do so much. It is only available.
Yeah, and who says that we tap into all that this body can do?
What?
Who says that we have any idea of what this body is capable of?
Well, wait a minute. But
this could be a Mercedes in disguise. You may think it's a Chevy, but it's actually a Mercedes.
Well, then you're not living Mercedes.
That's what I'm saying.
Then it's not doing it.
But it could.
Not necessarily. Probably not. What? Can you see little green men saying, hey, I want a better body? And I'm putting this over into La La Land, which I don't really want to do. I want you to say to yourself, my body is reincarnating. I am not. I am a continuing, ongoing saga. I don't die, just as my parents died, essentially. My body dies, but I don't die. There is no, how do you live afterward? You've never died in the first place, so you're not going on and living on in any way. You never died. You're abiding. You're continuing. What is the nature of that abiding, continuing self? And when we say, are you willing to live from the top down? Are you willing to live from that abiding self? Hello, anybody out there? We just trashed 11,000 years. If it were not for the fact of reincarnating, learning, growing, developing, getting better and better and better and better and better, we would, every idea of mankind just got trashed.
Oh, it's absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Not necessarily, because you can, who was that English gal that had life after life after life, where she never lived past a teenager? So we can develop bodies, and that would be the nature of the purpose. Think about it. What if the whole purpose of you is to develop better bodies? Not better you, but better bodies for people to live in.
Well, what comes to mind is I'm thinking of people that are born with, chromosomal problems and, severe deformities.
Yeah. Okay,
how does it seem to go along with these bodies?
It's like being born in a Chevrolet instead of a Mercedes.
Or worse, yeah.
Or worse.
About a Model T Ford with a flat tire.
Does anybody care about this night? May 19th, 2014. Every concept you have of yourself and your life in the world just got trashed.
I really like the idea that the DNA is in charge.
I didn't say the DNA is in charge at all. I never.
They're the ones that are driving what you're now calling reincarnation.
All you've done when you say that is you created a god out of DNA, and you got the same problem over again. All I said was DNA is the history. DNA is the record, like we would say, the Akashic record of you, which is a lot of crap shit. DNA is the Akashic record of your body, living over and over and over and over. We can prove that. We can say you've got the ancestors. Your body has the ancestors. You don't have any ancestors. Tell me an ancestor that you know of. No. But your body has ancestors, and you won't then go from, if the body has ancestors, well, then, obviously, it's reincarnating. It has past lives.
I'm wondering here if it's even necessary to find a way to use the term reincarnate in a different way like this.
Okay. All right. I'm through. That's it. Goodbye. Good night for now.
Okay.
Bye. What? You guys go think about it and come back at me. Okay. Bye now.